Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's not only a great day for this great nation, it's a great day for the Republican Party. No, really it is. It's because today is a day when there are now three new candidates for president. By the way, all three of whom are credible. And this is one of those things that don't believe what you hear in so-called mainstream media, where they make fun of the Republican rodeo or the Republican clown car. They describe the Republican battle for the presidency as an overcrowded hot tub or a circus tent or a multi-flavored milkshake. There was actually an apology to Chris Christie about that one. But really, listening to Mike Pence today and listening to Chris Christie last night, and reading Doug Burgum, who is a credible candidate for president. Now, is he going to win? It would take all kinds of miracles and strange, haunted kinds of events for Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, to win. But he has been a terrific governor. And you look at the results that he's gotten in North Dakota, and you look at his background and the kind of character that he has displayed in successfully building a business, Great Plains Software, that made Fargo, North Dakota, a major force in high-tech business. And this is a guy who could very credibly be president. One of the things that has occurred to me is that last time people looked at the race for president, and the race for president, when I say last time, I mean the last time that there was a contested Republican race for the presidency, which was not 2020, of course, because President Trump was the incumbent, and basically he didn't have any real competition for the nomination. But he certainly had competition for the nomination, and lots of it, in 2016. And you may remember there were so many people running in 2016, there were 17 of them, that they had to divide the debate participants into varsity and junior varsity. And they had all kinds of people, most of whom, frankly, were not going to be credible presidents. They just weren't. And remember, at one point, Ben Carson was a major front runner. He was actually ahead of the pack. And Ben Carson is a very good guy. I think he's a wonderful American. He's an exemplary human being. But he wasn't really, nothing in his background made him credible to be president of the United States. And the same was true of Carly Fiorina, who was at one point a very serious candidate. I heard Carly Fiorina delivering a speech at CPAC that was just electrifying. She was terrific. But a credible president based on her background? This time, there are tons of people who have been governors, not just senators. Last time we had senators, like Lindsey Graham was running, and Marco Rubio was running, neither of whom have had any executive experience. And there was a guy named Trump who was running who did not have political executive experience and had experience running a number of extremely dubious companies, etc., and a TV show. Okay, so leave that aside. This time, when you listen to Mike Pence, and you look at his background, and his background in the House of Representatives, which was deeply impressive, his 4 years as governor of Indiana, and his 4 years as vice president, where one of the points that they were making is that even according to people who are very critical of President Trump, they give Mike Pence a great deal of credit for helping President Trump avoid some potentially disastrous mistakes. And Pence today released a video. The video was meh. It was all right. But his speech was terrific. He gave a speech in Ankeny, Iowa. And there's even a description in Slate where they're very hostile to Mike Pence, but they recognize that there is a potential series of events that could make Mike Pence the next president of the United States. How would that work? We'll get to that. First, here is the announcement by Mike Pence of his candidacy and a general indication of what he plans to do. This is clip one.
Before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for president of the United States of America. I know we can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced federal budget. We can defend our liberties and give America a new beginning for life. But it'll require new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party. The crises we face, to borrow a phrase, are all man-made. And that man is Joe Biden. So the first step to turning America around is ending this disastrous presidency. So here in Iowa, we must resolve that Joe Biden will never be reelected as president of the United States.
And, of course, that's somebody who's competing in the Iowa caucuses and wants the people who are very devoted to the Republican Party and to a conservative point of view, and very often in the state of Iowa to a conservative Christian point of view, which Mike Pence exemplifies far better than either Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. And Pence actually got to talking about January 6th, which is held against him, according to many of the statements by people in the crowds. And basically, pollsters indicate that people hold against him the fact that he stood for the Constitution and for integrity on January 6th. He talks about it. Clip two.
January 6th was a tragic day in the life of our nation. But thanks to the courage of law enforcement, the violence was quelled, and we reconvened the Congress the very same day to complete the work of the American people under the Constitution of the United States. As I've said many times, on that fateful day, President Trump's words were reckless. They endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol. But the American people deserve to know that on that day, President Trump also demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice. I chose the Constitution, and I always will.
Okay, the polite applause for all of that. They make clear that in CNN, their coverage of his announcement video, which was before the speech, Pence argues in the video, which makes no mention of Trump and features no images of the former president, well, he made plenty of mention of him in the speech, that different times call for different leadership and that the nation needs a leader that will appeal, as Lincoln said, to the better angels of our nature. Yes, that is an appropriate appeal. They interviewed Bob Vanderplaats, who is a very significant leader of the evangelical community in Iowa, who hasn't endorsed a candidate yet. But he is taking Pence very seriously. He plans to campaign, Pence does, heavily in Iowa, hitting all 99 counties, as his team sees a path for him to secure the nomination by winning over the state's evangelical conservative voters who have soured on Trump. More later. And then the Christie announcement. And for real excitement, the Burgum announcement coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, just in terms of people who are very well qualified to take over the presidency of the United States, to become commander-in-chief, to actually run this country, the Republicans have an array of candidates now that should all be taken seriously. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Yes, Mike Pence, former vice president, former very successful governor of Indiana, and a member of the House of Representatives, a leader in the House of Representatives, and talking about Ron DeSantis, who has been both a three-term member of the House of Representatives and a very successful governor now in his second term, and somebody who's served our country in uniform as well. And I'm talking about Nikki Haley, who was both a tremendously successful, very popular governor for two terms of South Carolina and an ambassador to the United Nations. And I'm talking, yes, about Chris Christie, who was a dynamite federal prosecutor and was able to win the governorship and have a very successful governorship, lowered taxes, fixed the pension system, brought down crime in the city of Camden remarkably. Christie had real accomplishments as governor of New Jersey. And I'm talking about yet another governor and yet another former congressman who knows both the Congress and how it works and the way that governorship, executive leadership works, Asa Hutchinson. And yes, I'm talking about the little known, but deserves to be much better known, a governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, who announced his candidacy today. He did it via a fine piece in the Wall Street Journal. And he, as a successful businessman and entrepreneur, is emphasizing very much economic issues. Pence, yes, talked about economic issues at his announcement in Ankeny, Iowa. He's going to be campaigning all over the state of Iowa. He's going to basically do what Rick Santorum did to win a tie in the Iowa caucuses and to put his campaign on track. He won 11 primaries back in 2012, Rick Santorum. And Mike Pence could follow the same blueprint. The one thing, well, we'll get to how it's possible even that Mike Pence, given the fact that there are so many people who still hold it against him, that he didn't try to overturn the results of the election. The truth of the matter is, I do believe that the more people actually look at what happened on January 6th, and the more that Mike Pence can talk about it the way he did in his announcement today, the less likely it is that people are going to go for the idea that all these folks who attacked police officers and put them in the hospital and smeared feces on the capital of the United States and broke into various parts of our Capitol building, that those people all are American heroes who deserve some kind of pardon, which is an outrageous thought. Here is Mike Pence from his speech this morning in Ankeny, Iowa, announcing his candidacy. Clip 3.
I love this country. I've dedicated my life to serving it. So I have a few things to ask. First, I ask for your support. I believe in my heart that we can turn this country around. What we did once, we will do again. What we had not long ago, we will have once more, but even better.
And again, what he is talking about is reaching out to some of those people who believe that he was somehow this very loyal and effective vice president was somehow a traitor to President Trump because he put the Constitution and duty over partisan advantage. And Pence concluded this way with his announcement of candidacy speech this morning. Clip 4.
You know, a careful study of American history shows that every time the American people have been called upon to do hard things, the American people have always risen to the challenge. We crossed the Delaware River. We weathered the terrible winter at Valley Forge. We faced redoubts at Yorktown. We held the hills of Gettysburg. We fought through the wilderness and threw open the doors of Richmond's slave jails, all to save the Constitution and renew its promise of equality and freedom. We stormed the sands and scaled the cliffs of Normandy. We drove tanks through the gates of Dachau. We planted the Stars and Stripes on Mount Suribachi, on Iwo Jima, and saved civilization. We marched on Washington and won the right of suffrage for America's women. We marched over the Edmund Pettus Bridge and ended segregation. We built rockets and flew them to the moon, leaving the Russians in our exhaust. And we built the largest economy, the greatest military in history, and we buried the Soviet Union beneath it. So I ask you to remember who we are. Freedom's story, the American story, has only just begun. And the best days of the greatest nation on earth are yet to come. So let's get to work. Thank you. And God bless you. And God bless America.
Okay, one of the things that I think that Trump has a very, very different viewpoint on than Mike Pence is the relevance of Reaganism. And what you just heard, sort of little summary of American history there and America's accomplishments, is very Reagan-esque. And delivering this speech the way he did was Reagan-esque. And for a lot of us who remember what terrible shape America was in 1980 when President Reagan ran for president the second time, actually. He had run in 1976, didn't get the nomination. But President Reagan really did bring mourning in America. And that's what Mike Pence can offer. Bob Vanderplatz, who is head of the Family Leader, which is a major pro-family organization, Christian evangelical organization in Iowa, says evangelicals are very wide open in Iowa and beyond Iowa and looking for the candidate who they want to support. Vanderplatz, who is not yet endorsed in the primary but has known Pence personally for years, said that Iowans have received Pence exceptionally well during his visits to the state ahead of his former announcement. In breaking with Trump, however, Pence may have alienated some of Trump's most loyal supporters. The former vice president has publicly criticized Trump over his assertion that Pence had the authority to overturn the 2020 election results. But he has not taken to aim at Trump's character and has repeatedly said that he's proud of their administration's record. I think every candidate is going to have their hill to climb. Or a hurdle to cross, said Bob Vanderplatz, and that is probably going to be Mike Pence's. So how does he accomplish that? And are we really stuck with Biden and Trump? And if so, why? We'll talk to columnist Megan McArdle coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he wants to fix a lot of things in the USA that are just wrong.
In classrooms, our children are indoctrinated into radical ideologies and even taught to hate our history.
For that and many other reasons, Pence says he is now a candidate for president. Another candidate whose name is lesser known has entered the race, North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum. The software millionaire and two-term governor says he'll pay for his campaign himself. How to survive the hideous air blanketing the Northeast? That's what many in more than a dozen states are asking as the smoke pours south from wildfires in Canada. Health experts say stay inside, drink lots of water, put the air conditioning on recirculate, and dig out those N95 masks. A former aide to former President Trump, Taylor Budowich, testified before a federal grand jury today in Miami. He later tweeted he answered all the questions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, every once in a while you read a column that surprises you with its insight. It makes a point that you hadn't thought of, and you think, you know what, she may be right. And that was the case when I read Megan McArdle's column in the Washington Post. The column was called Three Reasons We're Stuck with Trump and Biden. Is she right about that? Megan McArdle is a Washington Post columnist. She is a best-selling author of The Upside of Down, Why Failing Well is the Key to Success. Okay, right now, why is the assumption that everybody was trying to offer an alternative to the duopoly of Trump and Biden is doomed to failure, Megan McArdle? Why does it seem like we're stuck with these guys?
Well, you know, I think I've been asking that question a lot. And specifically, you know, we've got really high poll numbers saying that even Democratic voters think that Biden is too old. There are also concerns about Trump's age. He's not that much, you know, not that much younger than Biden.
And so just I've been asking, 4 years.
Just 4 years. How did we get to the point where on election day we're going to have one candidate who's going to be 78 and the other one who will already be in his 80s? And I've come up with three theories for this. And the first is just that, you know, more than we really like to admit, American politics rewards celebrity. In European parliamentary systems, sometimes, you know, it's just you're voting for a party list and the party will decide who gets it. And you can sort of work your way up that by being a loyal party member. But in the United States, you need to attract voters, and that means that often name recognition wins. And if you look at the last race, who was the most famous candidate? Joe Biden was vice president and Donald Trump was a reality TV star. And if you think about it that way, well, you know, older people have more time to accumulate fame than other people, and maybe that is the explanation. But I don't think it's all of the explanation, because old people also have more time to lose fame. I think if you are my age, I'm 50, you just watch people you know, you talk to kids and they're like, and you make some offhanded cultural reference and they have no idea what you're talking about. The original Star Wars or something like that. So one other thought is that maybe it's because voters are getting older and they identify with Biden and Trump, but I don't think that's quite it either. I think the thing that is actually most worrying and most plausible to me is that they are speaking in a register of American politics that comes from a time when American politics was much less ideologically divided, much less fiercely partisan, much more determined by the working class rather than this educational divide. And that these guys speak in that register, and that younger politicians who are much more likely to be elite educated and part of this highly educated elite culture, that they struggle to match. And that, you know, that really sets up the question of what happens, these guys aren't going to be with us forever, and what happens when that generation is gone? How do we bridge a gap in a country in which two-thirds of the electorate is still not college educated?
Yeah, and that's funny because, of course, it goes directly to one of the concerns today that is actually addressing what you're talking about. When you talk about people like Ron DeSantis with his undergraduate degree from Yale and his law degree from Harvard, that's somebody who's part of the super educated minority in the United States. But Mike Pence, who announced his candidacy today, did you see his announcement of candidacy, Megan?
I'm afraid I didn't. I was working on a different column, and I sort of followed it offhandedly on Twitter, but I did not watch the whole thing.
I'll tell you, it was good. I mean, no one could watch that performance and just dismiss him as someone who has it impossible to connect with ordinary Americans, which is what you're talking about. That's sort of the gift of Biden and Trump. And Mike Pence seems to have that ability as well. One of the things that people are talking about is that if the DeSantis campaign continues to underperform, there's some speculation that he might drop out before the election. That's what some failing candidates do, including that's what Kamala Harris did, and why she didn't get a single delegate. And if Ron DeSantis isn't there, wouldn't you think that Pence would be a much more viable contender in Iowa?
Certainly than some of his competitors. Look, I think that I will say a few things. One is that, you know, the party is still, for good or for ill, not my guy. It is Trump's party. And a lot of Trump's voters are mad at Pence over refusing to certify the vote. Now, I think that refusing to interfere with the certification of the vote, I think that Pence is completely correct. And when he says he did not have the constitutional authority to do that, he is right. He did not have that authority, and it would not have worked either. If he had done it, a court would have stopped it. But I feel like a lot of Trump voters are still mad about that, and I think it's going to be a struggle, not because he can't talk to those voters, but because, you know, Trump is an egomaniac. It's all about him. And I think, you know, his claims about the election, his attempts to get Pence to overturn it, were phenomenally destructive to the party. And while I would like to say that I think Pence could heal that, I'm not sure the party is ready for that. I'm willing, however, and hopeful to be convinced otherwise. But I don't know a good argument.
If not Mike Pence, who just announced his candidacy today, there are a lot of other people and a lot of big money, including supposedly $60 million from Larry Ellison of Oracle, going to Tim Scott. Does Tim Scott seem to you a viable Trump alternative for the Republicans?
Look, I love Tim Scott. I think he combines, you know, he hits some of the notes about the kind of anti-elitist notes that I think are going to be a prerequisite for winning in a Republican primary, but he combines it with a kind of Reaganite optimism that I really like. I obviously think that, you know, there is no better way to heal some of the bitter racial divides that we've had in our country recently than to nominate a great conservative black president. And I also just like Tim Scott personally. I find his personal story incredibly compelling. I think the way he talks about faith and opportunity are great. They're really compelling, and I would love to see that be the nominee. Is that enough? I don't know. Certainly, I would be more than happy to vote for Tim Scott come next November. I just think the question that is just in my mind that I don't have an answer yet is, what is the party willing to do? Are they willing to ditch Trump on what I think is the correct evaluation that, regardless of what you think of him, he is going to cost the party? Or are they going to just kind of stick with him out of loyalty, which is something that Republican voters have often, been very prone to do, is they just feel like, you have to be loyal with the guy that brought you to the dance, and they're gonna try to return him because he's their guy. And I just don't know the answer to that. I wish I did.
What's interesting to me is that I don't think there are any of the other candidates who have fully signed on to Trump's belief, which is at the very core of his being and his candidacy, that he won the election in 2020, that the election was stolen. That's not being put forward, certainly not by Mike Pence or Chris Christie or Asa Hutchinson or Doug Burgum or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley. That idea that we may move past the stolen election sounds to me like good news for the Republican Party. Megan McArdle, thanks for the enlightening conversation and the enlightening column. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Megan is a columnist for the Washington Post. When we come back, why a number of other people think the future, long-term, for the Republican Party is bright. Really bright. We'll get to it.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, with the campaign taking new shape today with the entrance into the race of Chris Christie last night. He had a very successful speech in his own terms. He's going after President Trump and going to confront him. And then Mike Pence offering a different, very different alternative to Donald J. Trump, and one that takes pride, and some pride that Mike Pence is entitled to with some of the real accomplishments of the Trump administration, including, by the way, some of the successes in Middle East policy. Early in the administration, Mike Pence gave a speech to the parliament in Israel, the Knesset, and it honestly, the whole speech was published in the Wall Street Journal, and it really echoed around the world, and there are Israelis who still talk about it, and that is something that Mike Pence can do and can bring to this race. But there was a piece in the New York Times over the weekend, and they had assembled all of the New York Washington Post, it's not the New York Times. And they had assembled all of the columnists from the conservative point of view, or even the moderately conservative point of view, who work for the Washington Post. People like Mark Thiessen and Jim Garrity and Ramesh Panuru. They had everybody there except for George Will. But Jason Willick had this to say. And he said, "I think the GOP field says something good about the party. Between DeSantis, Haley, Christie, Pence, and even Youngkin, who hasn't gotten in yet, this field could showcase competent Republican executive leadership in a range of states. Tim Scott is a good senator, but it's probably time for the best. It's probably for the best that he's the only senator in the race. The upper chamber has become too much of a forum for presidential auditions. We don't really have a field, however, so much as a Trump against all throwdown. If the electorate were limited to voters with college degrees, it would probably select someone other than Trump. Non-college voters, who are more numerous, however, are simply less bothered by Trump's flaws than most Republicans in Washington are. Trump has managed to be ideologically flexible, he writes, without being perceived as squishy or moderate. Instead, his ideological unpredictability is perceived as authentic by his supporters. And I have to say that DeSantis' scripted delivery on his Twitter launch, which was a disaster,
didn't give me confidence that he can compete on that level. What we saw with the launching of Christie and Pence was a much more professional job in terms of the speech writing, the preparation, and then the delivery. Mark Thiessen, in this same forum in the Washington Post, says the polls show that the vast majority of Americans do not want a Trump-Biden rematch. If you take them both out of the picture and put our bench up against the Democrats, the future is very bright. We have an embarrassment of riches. Unfortunately, our system seems poised to give the American people exactly what they don't want, a limited choice between Trump and Biden. And then Jim Garrity of National Review has this to say. He says, for a long stretch now, a growing percentage of voters in the Republican presidential primary, and in some cases gubernatorial and senatorial and House primaries too, have wanted the craziest person in the race. This observation is not going to make me popular, but pick the craziest one is a dumb way of picking nominees and presidents. You would not want the craziest person to be your child's pediatrician. You would not want the craziest person to be the admiral of a naval fleet. You would not want the craziest person to be your boss. And you would not want the craziest person to be your child's teacher, although maybe you've watched the feed of libs of TikTok and discovered that your child's teacher is in fact crazy. By normal measurements, writes Jim Garrity, Republicans have a terrific selection of options in this cycle. Alas, there's still a strong appetite for the craziest candidate in the race. And I think we all know which dining companion of Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, and Nick Fuentes, wins on that criterion. And then finally, Mark Thiessen says this in this conversation. He says, just over 50% of Republicans are backing Trump. And it was below 50% until the New York indictment, which caused a rallying effect. That means about half don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. Half of Republicans. And many more are on the fence. There's a struggle for the soul of the GOP, but there are a lot of ways that Trumpism and Reaganism are compatible. When you take Trump the man out of the picture, it will be possible to build a coalition of Trump and Reagan Republicans. And that is what we need. And this is one of those things that Chris Christie was not aiming for because he was too directly hostile, and I think it's fair to use that term, toward the last Republican president, the guy who lost in 2020. And by the way, at some point in the course of this campaign, is Trump still going to continue insisting that he actually won in 2020? Does that help? Is he going to pick someone like Kerry Lake for his vice presidential running mate? I don't think so. This is what it sounded like when Chris Christie announced his candidacy for president at a town hall at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire last night. This is clip 9.
At the end of it, you will have no doubt in your mind who I am and what I stand for and whether I deserve it. So that's why I came back to St. Anselm's, and that's why I came back to Manchester, and that's why I came back to New Hampshire to tell all of you that I intend to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2024, and I want your support.
And concerning his determination to play rough with the previous nominee, Donald J. Trump, listen, this is clip 1.
The reason I'm going after Trump is twofold. One, he deserves it. And two, it's the way to win. So these two are not divided. And this is what I understand about the coverage, right? Well, I hope he's not just going out there to kill. No, I am going out there. Let me be very clear. I am going out there to take out Donald Trump, but here's why. I want to win. And I don't want him to win. And guess what? If you put DeSantis and Haley and Pence and Tim Scott, that's it, I'll stop there, on Truth Serum, they tell you the same thing. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. You have to put me on Truth Serum to tell you. Okay? So that's why. There are not multiple lanes to the Republican nomination. That is a political science professor's dream. There is one lane to the Republican nomination, and he's in front of it. And if you want to win, you better go right through him.
He's talking about, he's in front of it, Donald Trump. Well, Trump has a brand new campaign ad. He also has a response to Chris Christie's announcement last night. We'll play more of that announcement and some of President Trump's response. And a new Tim Scott ad, which is very important. There's also more information about a new form of vending machines that are popular in Brooklyn, apparently, or at least being tried out in Brooklyn. And a new Gallup poll asking the question, do college students who are currently in the process of getting loans, spending loans, having expensive educations, do they believe that those degrees that they are earning are actually worth the cost? We will be covering that. And by the way, an unusual tribute to a professional wrestler. Why does he deserve it? We will get to that and to much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.